the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. A 34-0 victory in your home opener Saturday against Norfolk State. Kind of give me your impressions on that victory.
Well, you know, I was happy that we were able to, you know, find a way to extend the lead and win the game. I thought Norfolk State played with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. I thought they played a lot better than they had played the week before, and I was pretty much expecting that to be the case. Both defenses played really good football, and it was a tight game. David Jones broke a punt return for touchdown to give us our first score to go up 7-0. And then we were able to get a strike late in the second quarter to go in the locker room 14-0. But it was a tightly contested game. Our defense, when it was all said and done, was the difference in the game. We really did not allow them to gain any legitimate momentum in the game, and they never really got any major chunks of yardage in the game, shot plays or long gains. We kept them out of the red zone. So as the game wore on, we were able to maybe wear them down a little bit and then get behind them a couple times in the passing game. So I thought we were a little bit out of sync on offense. We didn't quite have the rhythm that we had had the week before. You know, sometimes in an opening game, like 2 weeks ago, you show your opponent a lot of things that are unscouted, and a lot of the things that we showed Virginia that were unscouted, we executed them very well, and we kind of beat them to the punch. And, you know, this week I felt that we were a little more scouted by the opponent, and some of the things that we tried to go to, we really did not hit with the same consistency that we hit the week before.
I was talking to Coach Talley earlier. He was talking about how tough it is coming off that off an FBS game to try to maintain that momentum in your first game off of that, because so much goes into it. Do you kind of feel sort of the same thing?
Yeah, I do. I've kind of, and Coach Priori is sitting in a similar situation now in that he is at home. I think one of the toughest things to do is play up and then travel. And we've had that scenario a couple of times throughout my career where you go on the road and maybe you go to an ACC school and you play really well and, you know, close game, tightly contested game. You kind of feel a little better about yourself than you should, because when you lose, you lose. And then the next week you're traveling, you're going on the road and you're playing, you know, a non-conference FCS opponent that is sky high and jacked up to play you. So I think that scenario of coming home last week was really legitimate for us because of the victory. You know, that's obviously the key, you know, getting the win, which we were able to get 2 weeks ago. But then coming home, if there was any letdown, it was not. It was only temporary, you know, and it did not last for an extended period of time. I thought we really showed really good poise when the game was tight and everything felt kind of like kind of one of those "oh no, here we go again" moments. You know, we kept our poise and just kind of worked through some things, and I think our defense kind of led the way with that.
Got a media question for you, and Q, if you'll get that for us, Kayla.
John O'Connor of Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Will you visit with your offensive line this week in terms of maybe emphasizing that their jobs are a little more important now that you've had attrition in your tailback position?
Well, I think that we're pretty good up front. I did not think we played particularly well up front last week. We had a number of penalties. I didn't feel like we were always on the right side of the blocks. Our hat placement wasn't great. I didn't think we were real crisp. I think it's twofold, though, John. I think, you know, still at the end of the day, what they better do is protect the quarterback. You know, we're gonna find ways to run the ball. You know, we've got our schemes, and you know, we're gonna stay true to who we are and what we do. But I think at the end of the day, we better protect our quarterback. And so it's a very prideful group, that O-line. And we've been solid in the O-line for a long time. Coach McCorkle does a really good job with those guys. And, you know, we've tended to be able to develop those guys well. And we've got a lot of good leadership in there. So they're obviously going to have to come to play here this week up at Stony Brook.
Hey, if I could follow up, Chuck's teams up at Stony Brook have always, seemingly always been really good on defense. Are they good again? Obviously, they had some trouble Saturday against Temple.
Yeah, I think they are good. And I'll be quite honest, I'm not quite as far along in looking at their defense as I am in looking at their offense. But they've been, year in and year out, really strong defensively. They may not quite have the premier player that they had a year ago, that game wrecker. And it looks like some of their really productive players right now are a little bit younger players. So they're physical, they're tough, and they are fast to the ball. And that's kind of been what I've witnessed for the better part of 7 or 8 years. And then offensively, you know, they want to be physical on offense, and they want to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage and work the play-action pass game. So, like you had mentioned, Chuck and I have, you know, had some really great games together, and I enjoy going up there. And I really enjoy the rivalry that we've had over the years. And he'll have his team ready to play. That's one thing that I know is a given. So we're going to have to certainly be at our best here to get a road win.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Danny, as John touched on, you unfortunately lose Gordon Collins, your starting tailback, on Saturday. What adjustments do you make, and who are some of the guys that are going to pick up some of that load?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of right back to the next man up, you know, mindset and mentality. Deontes Thompson will step into a more expansive role. Xavier Goodall will continue to build on his role. They're both young, but they're both talented. I mean, they're both very capable. Jay Palmer is really starting to develop a different kind of back maybe than the other two. So we got three uniquely different pitches I think we can throw in there. You know, Broadus has been running the ball a little bit out of that package we have him in. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously, first and foremost, we just feel very badly for Gordon Collins. Our thought and prayers go out to him, and he's a great, great, great warrior and a great kid. I mean, he's as tough as they come, you know, and he's all that you want in terms of valuing being on the team and the importance of winning and giving everything he has. And so the hope here is that he gets a full recovery. He'll have ACL surgery, but there's even some more things going on in there, but that's kind of the lead card there is he's got ACL. And, you know, hopefully in a year he'll be fully recovered. He'll get the year back. Because he was never redshirted, and this is the second week of the season, so he'll have two more years to play. So we'll do everything in our power to support and to encourage him.
One more question for you on the offense. Brian Brown, and rightly so, gets so much attention at the receiver spot, but Tyler Wilkins with four catches for 76 yards and a TD for the second game in a row, he's gotten in the end zone for you. Talk about how he's a compliment to Brian on the outside.
Yeah, they really do complement each other. I think that they're both independently really good and really talented. Brian has the volume of resume and has been, you know, really productive in this league for a long time. Tyler's a little newer on the scene, but offers a very dynamic, explosive player, athlete. Their styles are a little bit different. You know, Brian's kind of a little smoother. Tyler's a little more aggressive, you know, herky-jerky, change of direction, adjust speeds, stride length, things like that. Brian's kind of same gait all the time. But it just forces you to make decisions. I mean, that's really when it's all said and done, all it comes down to. It forces people to decide, you know, how much attention do you want to give over here, and then, you know, where do you want to put your people, where do you want to deploy your defensive personnel. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to get the ball to those guys because they really are quality playmakers.
You talked about how well that defensive unit played on Saturday, only allowing 122 yards and posting the shutout. And Brandon Waller, 9 tackles and 2.5 tackles for loss. And Winston Craig, second straight game with a couple of sacks. How good have you guys been up front?
Well, this is as good as we've been. And, you know, we kind of play a style defensively where we're not really looking to get in the backfield and penetrate. You know, we're not really that style, you know. So when we start having guys, you know, racking up tackles for losses and sacks on the quarterback, you know they're really playing good football. You know, our defense is designed a little more to kind of contain and build a flat wall and minimize creases and minimize space and running lanes than it is to kind of knife in the backfield and trip guys up. And, you know, so I've been real pleased to this point. We went through camp with a we had seven D linemen out for a week to 10 days in camp, and I just absolutely positively almost shut the whole operation down this summer because we really weren't able to practice. And, you know, when your trainer says it'll be back in 3 days or 5 days or 7 days, you're always still a little bit not uncertain. But we got them back, and that was critical, and they're playing at a really high level right now. Coach Bielan does a really good job with our defensive line, and Lee Vern's been with me maybe 7 years at Liberty. We were together, and then he's got this group playing really well right now.
All right, Danny, congratulations on the win again over Norfolk State, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.